That was our Transfigured Night illegal ID, featuring Throbbing Gristles, Hamburger Lady underneath. Lots of odd, I guess, tape manipulation stuff that people once did in the new music department and still do at times. Actually, we had the John Zorn cut that we messed around with, or the John Zorn cart that we messed around with, but we can't seem to dig it up. It's a real shame, too, because it's a hoot.
It's a beautiful cart. I'd imitate it if I'd heard it more than once, but a little hard to do on it.
Lots of bleeped out profanities.
Right,
and
bleeped out non-profanities and just bleeps.
and cut off interviews and that sort of thing. Essentially, what John was talking about is on the card is that we need money and that you should send us money. And you can do that by calling me here at the station when we're not on microphone at 212-854-5223. The other voice you were listening to is Henry Loengard, programmer and designer, creator of the software that we're featuring here on this radio program.
The software. Is it an instrument? Is it a composition? Is it a score? Is it an orchestra? Who knows? This was an actual problem I had when I was doing a performance, and I wanted to say exactly what it was. And
mm-hmm.
Since it was all these things at once, you know, what union would it be in? That's a good, interesting question. Union of software arts.
Or what union are you defiling by doing
that's
it?
That's right.
Maybe.
Which union? Well, they'd all pick at me because I'm replacing all of them. Or maybe I'm not because, as I say,
it's something
a public
itself.
Domain program. It is something else. You don't... I really want it to be like, Gebrauchsmusik or something you just have at home. Instead of turning the TV on, you turn on RGS and play with it. And there are people that do this.
Mm-hmm.
Poor perverted souls.
You just slap something onto it for a few minutes and let it going on in the background. Or like you could do sound bites and make it seem like you're at a party. Like
right.
have a conversation going on between people.
Get one of those old party records and sound bite make the party for itself. I brought some material up here that I had hoped that if I had the computer, I could feed the sound bite. But by itself, it doesn't sound so bad. Ah, yes.
So what we'd just gotten off of there was Day of the Dead, a pretty long piece that you did for
a multimedia party show and tell thing several years ago, 89, I guess. And there was animation that would run not in sync with it, but along with it. So this would be like ambient stuff or stuff to play while I was out recovering or something like that. There's also this music was stuff for another program which I have, which has an interesting piece of hardware attached to it to react to. It's a program I didn't write called Visual Orals, which has this little microphone-like peripheral which goes and analyzes sound into a couple of signals which it uses for drawing shapes on the screen which are synchronized to this sound because it's fast enough to draw the shapes along with the real sound. Mm-hmm. So you play something like this and it here has a lot of material to work with and it had an automatic randomizing mode so it would just pretend it was hitting all of its control buttons randomly while it was in this mode and it was just a beautiful thing to see. Unfortunately out of production.
No.
But a very strange machine given to me by, introduced to me, sold to me by electronic music composer, Don Slepian, at the first MIDI Expo. I was demonstrating my programs here at the Ear Pass Mission Graphics booth out in the back where the interesting stuff was being done. And there were a lot of strange experimental things in the early days of MIDI, which eventually got snuffed out by general recession and just overpowering power of the powers that got the power.
Yeah, forced back into academic institutions.
Either that or into little cubby holes where I've still been doing my own work. They can't get me. I'm too small. And I don't charge for it, so maybe that's another reason they don't particularly go after me. Well, they don't know who I am, so... Some of them do. Anyway, I thought for a change of pace, I would put on...
Going into guest DJ mode
going
now.
Going into guest DJ, I thought I'd bring in a few CDs of interesting computer-generated music and computer-assisted music. And this one is an interesting cut from a recent CD by Paul DeMarinis again, which I started this show off way back at 1 o'clock, called Odd Evening. It's pretty short, your basic cut style cut, your AM Top 40 style cut, which is, well, I'll play it first, and maybe you can figure out what is going on here. This is always the first thing of an experimental listener's ears. What is going on here? This is actually pretty easy to figure out. But
The number here at the station, 212-854-5223, so that you might give a pledge and or talk to Henry about maybe acquiring some of his software. But in any case, just one more time, 854-5223, and here's the music of Paul DeMarinis.
$5,000 mortgage during the pendency of a day of execution and fining him $1,000, the full amount of the judgment herein, together with $10 cost of the motion, therefore. The action herein was brought by the plaintiff in the city court of the City of New York, County of New York, to recover the sum of $3,000 for personal injuries sustained by him as a result of the negligence of the defendant in the operation of his automobile. The defendant first appeared in the action by B.T. Downs, counsel for the Indemnity Insurance Company, defendant's insurer. Upon the collapse of the indemnity company, William Fredericks was substituted as attorney for the defendant. During the course of the trial, attorney had made motions to dismiss the complaint at the end of the plaintiff's and at the end of the entire case, and upon the jury's rendering a verdict in favor of the plaintiff in the sum of $1,000, a motion was made to set aside the jury's verdict and dismiss the complaint.
The court reserved decision on all three motions and requested briefs in support thereof, which were furnished. A motion was thereafter made pursuant to Section 753 of the Judiciary Law to punish the defendant for contempt of court for transferring a $2,500 mortgage during the pendency of the stay of execution above mentioned in defiance of the court's mandate.
Which motion was argued before the court?
The motion was granted and an order signed on the 7th day of June adjudicating the defendant in contempt of court and fining him the full amount of the judgment together with $10 cost, which order is the subject of this appeal. The facts with reference to the $2,500 mortgage, the subject of the transfer, are as follows.
The defendant herein was the heir to certain property under the will of his late wife, who died in December, among which was the $2,500 mortgage in question, two parcels of land in Central Park, Long Island, and a life interest in certain property in Queens County. Except for the $2,500 mortgage, the remainder of the property remained intact.
he said, here's where we fade the mics up.
I'm playing here a demo cassette from a thing which is not really a computer instrument. It's an adapted actual medical measuring tool that's been adapted for MIDI. And there's this...
It's like for people who've had tracheotomies and that sort of thing? Or?
No, it's for doing that kind of vocal therapy if you have nodules on your throat or something, for taking electroglottograms. Basically, it's been adapted to go and drive MIDI machinery, so you can it picks up pitch immediately because it's a much cleaner signal than a normal mouth pitch detection. No good for detecting anything but glottal movement, so you can't like attach it to a drum or something. But anyway, it's the whole world of limited only by your imagination that I'm trying to come here with.
We're sort of trying to rival the Old Pal Irwin,
the atrocious music which made a sporadic appearance show yesterday.
Oh, it didn't.
My favorite song, the My Bathroom. I figured playing that twice within 24 hours on New York Airways, I think would be really, 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 really damaging to something. The FCC would, like, revoke New York's air privileges.
Yeah, well, we're certainly in no position to, to turn too many people away.
That's so certainly true, because...
Because we're in the middle of our fundraiser. The number to call, if you want to pledge something to us, is 212-854-5223, the usual line, not the KCR line. So you'll be speaking to me, and if you want to speak to Henry about his software or anything like that, or, you know, if you want to give him your address and maybe he or phone number and he can download something to you, if you may be so inclined, you can call here, 212-854-5223. Quick mention of the premium table, just in case somebody out there or anyone out there needs their interest piqued. With $30, you get a one-year subscription to the program guide and a KCR bumper sticker. With $60, you get a T-shirt on top of that. With $100, you get a tote bag on top of that. And with $250, you get a John Cage video. It's directed by Peter Greenaway, celebration of Cage's 70th birthday, and it features excerpts from Double Music, music for Marcel Duchamp, Indeterminacy, and Songbooks, published by Mystic Fire. I think there was sort of a Peter Greenaway series of artist documentaries that Mystic Fire put out, not too long ago. I guess what Peter Greenaway does in his spare time.
In between Channel 4 grants or something.
Yeah. In any case, the number 212-854-5223 with us in the studio tonight is Henry Loengard, and we've been talking about some of the programs that he has available that are existing happily in the public domain, various creative and music related programs. So trying to get people interested in them, as we tend to do here at KCR. Another thing we do at KCR, which is of value to the listeners, is concert announcements and or special events mentionings. And I have a couple of them for you right now. Tomorrow night, or tonight rather, will be the interactive show opening, New Audio-Video Installation Works, curated by Neil Zussman and Carol Parkinson at Thread Waxing Space, which is 476 Broadway in New York City. Featured will be Bill and Mary Buchan, and they say to bring your own Walkman with headphones to hear Wave Magnet. I know I'll do that.
Erase your tape.
Yeah, maybe. are you not supposed to, I guess, yeah, maybe... Have or not have a tape in your Walkman. Make sure it's not something particularly valuable. coincidentally, there is also a piece by Paul Demarinas, who we featured twice here on this program.
Already.
Yeah, who is big on Henry's pick list. Denise Mortellaro, Alan Rath, Liz Phillips, Brent Scott and Kelly McFadden, Matthew Schlanger and Charlie Citron, Ed Tomney and Yoshi Wada. It's a sort of a Harvest Works 15th anniversary event, and they have a benefit party coming up for this too. Also, there will be an artist talk on September 12th from 4 to 6. So that's worth noting. Thread Waxing Space is at 476 Broadway in New York City, and the show continues for a month from September 10th, which is tonight, going on until October 10th, opening at 6 p.m., going on until 9 p.m. Also, there's benefit for the AIDS Treatment Center at CBGB's tonight. I think it starts at 8. Penny Arcade, John Giorno, Eileen Miles, and a host of others. Highly encouraging people to attend that. See, you could do both tonight, too. One is free and the other one is not, but the other one goes to a good cause. And then, speaking of free, although there is a suggested donation, there's the A. Micah Bunker Second Annual Festival Free Improv, Sunday, September 13th. Music from 5 p.m. until midnight at ABC No Rio, which is at 156 Rivington, between Clinton and Suffolk. Performing will be Rashid Ali, Linda Austin, Louis Belogenis, Eric Berkvist, Anthony Coleman, Ladislav Chernik, Mark Dale, Judy Dunaway, Lynn Eshelman, Michael Evans, Craig Flanagan, Evan Gallagher, Joe Gallant, Paul Hoskin, Chris Kelsey, Brian King, Bob Lippman, Fred Lonberg-Holm, David Milford, Chris Nelson, Julie Nichols, Stan Nishimura, Alan, I just allowed myself to be distracted by something.
How about Brian O'Sullivan?
Thank you. Brian O'Sullivan, Matt Ostrowski, Blaise Sewula, Kick Wada, David Watson, Steve Waxman, and more. Obviously, all these people playing in various ensembles together, solo, however they like, at whatever time they like. I think each... Ooh, that's really bad.
You all show up, play one note.
No, this is bad.
It's not on the monitor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I don't know exactly how bad it is, but I have an idea. I can read you some of the notes to this lovely music. What are you listening to? Moonlight Serenade? Or
I don't know. It's right.
I don't know what he named these things. You know, did you hear the phony country western and fiddle yet?
I think that's on now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
It's some Nashville riffs. Mmm, very nice. It did the fiddle patch. Well, yum, yum, yum.
Oh, I don't know if
either
I can pick much
more of
this.
The T-Bones Blues. No, perfect. The perfect WKCR T-Bone Blues probably coming up. All the Jack Tea Garden fans will be...
If anyone can still listen to this, you can call us here and thank us for playing it and or for taking it off the air. 212-854-5223. Now that sort of faded itself out, why don't I just... Oh, too late. What are we going to go to next after this?
Let's play a little bit of Dr. Nerve.
Sure.
Which is headed a group which is fronted by... a good personal friend of mine, Nick Didkowski, whose name nobody ever seems to pronounce correctly.
Good personal friend of WKCR, too. Actually, we had him up once. He brought up his computer, and he showed us his program that he uses for, like, randomized composition, like the bursts that he does that he incorporates into his own pieces.
He and I are, like, the two foremost... Amiga-based HMSL users in the New York area, and are both beta testers for it. This is a language for designing musical process pieces and processing events, not even necessarily musical ones, organizing them and making events interact with each other. So if a certain pattern is detected in a certain way, then it can go and spawn new critters almost. They're like little living beings which are represented by sound and things like that. It can schedule new sounds. It can go and pile up old ones. It can erase them. You can draw them in real time and reorganize them. So it's pretty powerful language and musical composition development system. Developed at Mills College. by Larry Polansky, Phil Burke, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
David Rosenblum. And it's been used extensively in their classes there and now up at Dartmouth, now that Polansky has moved up to Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I mean, Nick uses it a lot, and he used it to, what he's using it mostly on this particular CD release from last year, is to generate music which is then played by his band live. So it's not like there's a sequencer involved here, although some of these pieces I think he is using a sequencer.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, and the machine is making up the music and they're reading the charts and breaking their fingers.
So.
So let's see. We'll just hit the scramble button or something and see what will come. And so that the CD player will, I don't know if you even have a scramble button here.
Well, we'd have to let it play other songs too, so it's hard to just tell it to scramble on certain tracks. Yeah,
I have one that's sort of selected, but I've never figured out how to tell it. So
we can go about doing the random thing.
You see, the other trick with this is that he has put 44 very short cuts at the end that he calls nerve events, which is designed to be used with a scramble button, so that it will play a piece and then. It will probably, because there are only like 17 other cuts, the probability is that the scramble will play two of these 44 little cuts after each other and make a tiny micro computer home-generated unique composition right in the CD player. So that's the only real reason I was suggesting that. Although, you know, the long ones aren't bad either.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the long ones are not too long either, like 11 seconds. So, I don't know. Push some button.
Okay. You're tuned to WKCR FM New York 89.9 on the FM dial. You're going to be hearing our own creations from the Dr. Nerve events from the Beta 14 OK CD on Cuneiform Records, which we can tell you all about if you call us here at 212-854-5223. In order for us to continue... to be able to give you the information about the music that you listen to, which odds are you probably couldn't hear consistently night after night in New York City, you can donate some money, quite simply, make a pledge, and, you know, please do, 212-854-5223.
Just me and my radio. Just me and my radio.
Just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
This new music show is on WKCR-FM New York, 89.9 on the FM dial. There are new music shows every afternoon, Monday through Wednesday from 3 to 6, every Monday evening 10:30 to 1, and Monday through Friday 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., 6 a.m. on Friday. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy our shows.
United States, nations of Latin America and the Caribbean, Noriega and negotiations of Latin America and the Caribbean. For nearly 2 years, the United States. Last Friday, two dates in Panama. For nearly 2 years, the United States. Were rejected by the dictator of crisis and negotiation. For nearly 2 years, the United States. For nearly 2 years, the United
his wife.
And then brutally
for nearly 2 years of Latin America and the Caribbean.
For nearly 2 years of the United States, nations of Latin America and the Caribbean. For nearly 2 years, the United States was elected by the dictator of nations of Latin America and the Caribbean. Thank you.
to the nations of Latin America and the Caribbean, diplomacy to nations of Latin America and the Caribbean. For nearly 2 years, the United States, nations of Latin America and the Caribbean, in negotiation, nations of Latin America and the Caribbean states, nations of Latin America and the Caribbean.
Sublime message number 3.
Caribbean. For nearly 2 years, the United States of War with the States, Noriega, nations of Latin America and the Caribbean.
Message number 4, copyright message.
And that was Sublime Messages done with Dr. Nerve's nerve effect or
nerve events.
And like the same way that you heard them being performed by us here at the station. Sort of, although I guess the CD player really isn't equipped to just jump that quickly between between track to track, so it didn't quite sound like a complete piece. But
yeah, we were trying to segue in from the improvisation done by a CD player into slightly more structured improvisation done by Soundbite and a little bit of mixing stuff. The one that was a little more organized at the end there is going to come out on, I don't know, but it should be coming out on the next Dr. Nerve CD or Didkovsky CD if it isn't under the Dr. Nerve name, because he had a competition or a challenge or various composers that he just sent this letter out to saying use those Nerve events on Beta 14 okay to go and make some composition of your own. And he told me a couple months ago when I talked to him last that there are some of them that just used one event and like played around it, and other people used it in different ways, and it all sounds like the composers who were given the task. So it's sort of like an inverse tribute record, where they're paying tribute to themselves using his material. It's sort of like it's use his material to cover yourself. So very interesting idea, and probably sounds like a good CD for us experimental types that like to call 212-854-5223.
Are you an experimental type? Then have we got the job for you. Give us a call, 212-854-5223. Put simply, WKCR needs money. The New Music Department, naturally it sort of knows and understands that it's not the most popular department here in the station, but it does
have drive time in Europe.
So keep that in mind. I mean, it has a very, very significant, special significance, a significant significance,
Thank you. Joe.
What was that?
That was my niece, Pleasance. Great name, huh? Mm. And she was singing on a disembodied tape with a little phasing and drum machine, and my brother sent the tape to me, and I put a backup on it. I thought that sort of went with the crowd scene from the previous cut, which was Paul Lansky off of this really, 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 really good Telus cassette called False Phonemes, Toy Boat, should be called. That will be another cassette, I'm sure, in the future. Famous bloopers done as sound art. But as you know, I could give a plug for Telus, for all of you who are listening, that fine cassette magazine mm-hmm. going on for years and years, each one with a different theme, one coming out very soon at the end of this month or the end of next month, called Jewel Box, which it turned out, it didn't start out that way, but it turns out that it's all... women composers who have been had special artist in residence program up at Harvest Works Pax mm-hmm. where Telus is produced. So look for that in the CD near you. It's coming out on both CD and cassettes for those of you like me who until recently didn't have a CD player and felt really like, oh, I don't want this. I'm not going to fall for that CD stuff. And then I got one last year because 10 of my friends had CDs out, some of which you heard tonight. So I figured when I got over that limit, then I'd go and get one. You know? And they're not that bad. They're lots of fun. It's hard to do a scramble button with a tape player. But
mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd plug Telus a little bit. There are many, many fine themes covered, as well as the false phonemes, which is mostly the stuff that I'm really interested in, artificial voice. Artificial voice simulation and sequencing of vocal music simulation with really crummy old vocal synthesizers that have long since been out of date, or speak and spell toys, or digital watches, or even commercial programs,
mm-hmm.
Or some, you know, more sophisticated workstation work, synthesizing voices. Which I may need to do myself pretty soon. I'm getting sort of hoarse. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, WKCR FM 89.9 FM.
That's right. And...
the home of fundraising currently in New York.
Yes, unfortunately.
Late night fundraising.
Unfortunately, you know, it's something we have to do, and we only do it when we have to do it. And, gosh, there's no telling how much money we need, but we just need more of it. If you
our
call
goal is more.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, we say that It's not going for anything important or anything unimportant. It's not. I think Phil was mentioning that we still have a sofa that he used to sleep on 20 years ago when he was, or before then when he was still a college student. So that's the kind of people we are here. That's what
Phil,
we do.
Phil was lovingly describing every twist of wire that he put into this board, you know, in 1971 or something.
In order to keep it alive. I mean, I don't know. Enough people talk about what an awful place that this is sort of, you know, just how you get the feeling that it's all going to collapse onto itself in a matter of moments, just if you look too closely at it.
Just think of 20 years of college student abuse.
Mm-hmm. Basically. I mean, we don't have time to treat the equipment with any sort of professional courtesy. And since we don't get paid, we don't feel like we have to act like 100% professionals towards it. We feel like, or we've been allowed to feel like the equipment owes us something somehow by tolerating our abuse. And unfortunately, this has led it's held up pretty well for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. But either way, one way or the other, probably even if we treated it, you know, as nicely or professionally as professionals might have, it probably still would need to be replaced, and it definitely does. I'm speaking, of course, about the master control board, which has got to go and has got to have something put in its place. I mean, the button. This is
You don't want to send money. Dirty laundry.
212-854-5223. So that we can continue to do the things that we do here that you love, live sets, live performances, guest interviews, guest DJ spots, new music department just goes nuts all the time. I'll take down your name and address, we'll send you an invoice, and you will correspond accordingly or respond accordingly. $30 gets you 1 year subscription to the program guide and a bumper sticker, a new premium here at the station. Then with $60, you get a t-shirt, $100, excuse me, you get a tote bag, and with $250, you get all that and a music video, specifically a John Cage documentary and, performance, recording or whatever. So that said, Do we have anything to head out on, Henry? Or I assume that you're getting ready to pack up.
Yeah, pack up and put it in. Oh, we can end with what we were going to start with. How about that?
Sure.
A little bit of Kraftwerk, which is Computer World. This is the seminal Kraftwerk work, of course, which introduced a lot of people to this horrible mechanical sound, which. Sort of a mechanical disco,
mm-hmm.
which I guess they did it so well it like passed through itself and came out on the other side. And recently they did a tour that was supposedly done with robots, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if
themselves being performed
as robots. I believe that's what their deal is. Anyway, what is this date from? This date's probably from the ancient days of 79 or 80. I don't quite remember. 81. Well, that's. I can still remember that. I had hair back then. Well, let's see. it may even be queued up. We may even discover. It's a Computer World, Deutsche Bank.
We'll throw it on behind us as we chatter away innocuously. The phone number here, just one last time, 212-854-5223. That's one last time during this mic break. Hey, there it is. 212-854-5223. It's 4:05 in the morning, and we've only gotten two pledges, and it just makes us feel sometimes like...
Well, some people are getting up now.
That's true. I mean, just... I don't know. It makes you wonder, like, the lack of response that new music programming gets. Maybe sometimes we feel like what we do just isn't that important and we need people to show us otherwise by calling and giving their support. 212-854-5223. But I guess that's plenty to be said. And I don't actually believe that. I just was trying to go for the pity vote.
That's right. It's like the 12, you know, or the 3 pledge attacks: appeal to greed, appeal to pity, and appeal to just throwing your money out the window. No, there's just appeal here. Gee, I wish this music was extended till the morning.
So supporters of culture, everywhere.
Edge culture. R&D. This is where the R&D is.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, even all that, I mean, Phil Schaff is research.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And Ezio Peterson, my big fan, my big favorite here, is unbelievable. That stuff, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know how he finds it. I don't know... what acetate vault there must be that, you know, cutting rings out of trees and playing the records to find these ancient musical comedies that lasted for 3 weeks in 1941, but he has all the demos and all the cut songs. I don't know how he finds it. He finds these out-of-print movies, and I have an amazing, entertaining time listening to that show Monday mornings. And the occasional all-out extravaganza that goes on here is I appreciate a whole lot. Like, you know, a couple, 2 weeks, you know, 10 days of Billie Holiday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, the Louis Armstrong every 4th of July, I just keep the machine completely tuned on 24 hours a day. It's just so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And even an emergency one like John Cage, an unfortunate tribute, but I think we would have had one anyway for his 80th birthday.
Yeah, definitely.
But that was also a really good thing to have. Boy, to have like an all-cage radio permanently, that would be something. But even to have it for a couple of days was just spectacular.
Yeah, we're going to try to repeat it a little bit, less hasty, yeah. A little bit more chronologically for his 80th birthday. Unfortunately, he won't be, but, you know, we're still going to go through with it just the same as we always did. I guess, you know, the approach will obviously be altered somewhat, but the music will be the same, you know, as much the same as we would have done it before. So definitely worth contributing for. Also, thinking back, the Lamont Young birthday broadcast happens every 7 years. It's a septennial event, and we did it, and we were happy to do that. That was a lot of fun, and it sort of capped off our 50th anniversary broadcast as well. Also, the New Music Department had a big hand in the Don Cherry Festival. It was kind of a, you know, I guess a 60-40 type of thing, with the 60% being jazz and new music sort of being the other 40%. But we were serious participants in that. Remember, live sets... you know, guest features, what have you. And, you know, we're also available and happily accessible as a resource for the new music community and people interested in new music and, you know, who have questions about composers and whatnot. You know, our library is open to the public in some capacity. So, you know, we feel it's just as important as... any other American or international art form, and we support it accordingly. So please contribute. 212-854-5223. It's 4:10 in the morning. I guess that's a decent prattle, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's some prattle.
Well, thanks a lot for coming up, Henry.
Well, it was a swell time, and an early time, and a late time at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, come by and do my auto harp show sometime. Probably on the folks, you know. I'm not just an electronic composer. I can't do my animation over the radio because
uh-huh.
You can't see any of that. For the last 2 or 3 years, I've been writing an animation program. It looks really quite nice, but radio is not quite ready for transmitting images. I mean, you can do it through the sonograms and
mm-hmm.
But
somebody maybe through holography or something will be
radio
able to
holography. Where it vibrates your hand with the speakers or something. But that's what, you know, I wear many hats. Don't put me into a little slot. Yes, I am maybe New York's most obsessive auto harper.
And you're also going to have a hand in...
In the American Festival of Microtonal Music, mm-hmm. coming up in, 2 weeks or so. Uh-oh, better check my rehearsal schedule. But that's coming up at the NYU Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I know on the 19th, I think another day, because I don't have the flyer in front of me, and I don't remember all the acts.
But oh,
yes,
it's no problem. I'm
there'll
sure.
be Parch, there'll be Cage, there'll be Harrison, and there'll be the usual gang of microtonal players doing strutting their microtonal stuff, making those teeny tiny little tones, those little intervals bumping into each other, and doing a lot like a piece that I played earlier on, or not. Highly structured, free form. They're really wild out. It's like a live concert that appeals to every genre, because microtonal music, of course, stretches from the beginning of time, basically, because anything you hit is not tuned to 12 equal temperaments. So we take the very, very wide view. You know,
mm-hmm.
if it's anything that was conceived with the idea of a scale system as being integral to the music and, you know, and stretching it. So it's not one of these systems where it has to be only just, and in fact, 3-limit just or 7-limit just, or it must be 19-tone or 31-tone or any of these hundreds of schemes for getting different musical ideas accomplished and trying to notate them. Every score is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every instrumentation, most of the instruments are sometimes unique, and the scores only will be played on one kind of instrument, and Johnny has to transcribe it for some other instrument or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you should go, if only to appreciate
so
the
go and
the
see
challenge,
the incredible
presented
challenge
to
that, and the musicians really get into it, because I mean they'd have to be in order
mm-hmm.
to, you know, they're interested in challenging material, and some of them are really dynamite, super duper chops.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the right word, chops? On their axes. It's getting toward jazz time, isn't it? Yes, and. I enjoy them. I've been going to them for years and snuck in, and I actually got to play my auto harp in one of them, my justly intoned microtonal auto harp scheme in one of the early ones, and I now occasionally play. I don't play a whole lot. But yes, go and listen to that experimental music, and there's lots of experimental music. The season is starting up again.
Mm-hmm.
Folks
Definitely.
Will be playing stuff down at the New Music Cafe. I don't know really if they're still doing that, really, or... Knitting factories,
and roulette, experimental intermedia,
and some of these other little shows, I guess, put on by fly-by-night organizations or people in desperate need of audiences.
Yes, the Red Waxing Space.
Red Waxing Space.
I
think
A. Micah
that's
Bunker
like
this weekend.
A dental floss reference, maybe.
You think the Red Waxing? That's where they
wax
the threads.
Maybe if it's not the knitting factory, it's the dental floss factory. Anyway, M. Tassol, Prof. Verk is doing their Verk.
Okie dokie, it's 4:14 in the morning. The phone number, one more time, so that we can keep this information coming out to you in the years to come. 854-5223. Please call and make a pledge of some amount for very good reasons. Otherwise, I'm going to fade myself down, fade this up, and then fade something else onto it. So, you'll be hearing from me soon. And thanks again, Henry, for coming up.
It's a pleasure.
I'm David Lang. I know you were looking forward to hearing this piece, but something terrible has just happened. While we were busy setting up, someone crept up silently behind you and dealt a quick blow to the side of your head. As you fell towards the floor and began losing consciousness, a number of disconnected thoughts crowded into your head. Here are a few of them. What happened?